I'm Kate Northrup.
And I'm Mike Watts. And we're partners in life, love, and business.
Welcome to the Kate and Mike Show, where we share insights and interviews on entrepreneurship, relationships, parenting, self-actualization, and making a life, not just a living. Hi, this is Kate. Welcome to the Kate and Mike Show. This is another special bonus episode featuring Sophie Maffolini, who has been one of our Origin Incubator members in 2019. She is a medical doctor who lives all over the world between Brazil, Montreal, and the Arctic, where she practices medicine part-time, and she has created an incredible six-figure business that now makes as much as her medical practice does, teaching mindfulness. So she, in this interview, shares how she went from feeling so stressed out and dealing with mental health issues and a severe eating disorder, her residency, to how she found mindfulness and how it helped her heal, and then how she created a virtual business that allows her to be where she wants, when she wants, and travel the world with her husband. She started out not having any idea what she was doing, but she had passion, and she'll tell you the first few steps she took to essentially build the program that she needed. Sophie also shared in the episode a few key tweaks that she made because, as we all know, sometimes it is the smallest adjustment that makes all the difference. And so she'll share with you how she made one tweak to create recurring revenue in her business and how she is spreading the word of mindfulness and really the message that the medicine is inside of us. So you will love Sophie as much as I do. Her work in the incubator has been incredible this year. It's been an honor to work with her. Enjoy the episode. Hi, Sophie. Welcome to the Kate and Mike Show.
Hi, Jade. I'm so excited to be there.
I'm so excited to have you. So I'd love to know, as we get started, if you can just tell us a little bit about your lifestyle and your business, because you have an unusual setup.
Yeah, I have quite an unusual setup. So I'm a doctor in the Arctic part-time. So I work there around 18 weeks a year. And the rest of the year, I design my business so I can be wherever I want, when I want. So my husband is Brazilian, so we spend a lot of time in Brazil, in the Arctic, in Montreal, where we are based. And we also travel, like this year we went to Bali, to Costa Rica. So we move a lot.
Mm-hmm. Amazing. And tell me a little bit more about what in your business allows you to be in all those different locations.
Yeah, for me, it was really clear. I wanted my business to be almost 100% online, so it can free me to be in any location. So I was really mindful in building my business. So I'm doing the less presential things I can. So I still do some, like I do 2 retreats a year, but I plan them like when I'm in Montreal, then I do them. And then when I'm in Montreal, I plan some live event, but I do the minimal as possible because I really want to touch more people. And online, there is so many people.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, how did you, so as an MD, as a medical doctor, how did you become introduced to mindfulness and then over time know that you wanted to create a business around that?
Yeah, so actually in 2012, I was in my residency. So I was in my first year of residency. And I was really sick. I had anorexia, which I had developed during my med school. So during my second year of med school, I developed anorexia, and it went worse and worse with the stress going up from the med school. And with the residency that started, my level of stress was like 20 over 10. And I arrived in this really like dark spot where like I had suicidal ideation. I was really in big depression. I was feeling really bad. bad. I was feeling more sick than my patients. I was like, okay, like I need to stop. Like at one point after an on-call night, I couldn't sleep and I was just having this suicidal ideation. I had a wake-up call and then I went to see a doctor and then she said to me, oh, I think you should look into mindfulness. And when I started to read about mindfulness, I read about it before, but I am not connected to it. You know, sometimes you need to go really deep to maybe to really have like a kind of awakening. And for me, it was that. It was like a huge awakening and it lasts for around 8 months where I found this really calm space inside of me. And I really found happiness for the first time inside of me. And then at that point, I was like, oh my gosh, like this is my life mission. Like I want everybody to know that happiness is inside of them. It's not outside. And so I knew it was my life mission, my life purpose. And I started to, like, I was really contagious at that point. Like I, but in Quebec, it was really, mindfulness was not really known. So I had to prove kind of to my superior, to my boss at the, my staff at the hospital, oh yeah, mindfulness, it's proven and stuff. And then I guided a small group of 6 patients and it was like life-changing, like to see the magic appears in their eyes. And I was like, okay, this is really what I'm meant to do. But then I finished my medicine and I went to practice up north because it was a practice that would that will allow me also to be where I want when I want, kind of, and also nurture my love for different cultures. So I went there, but I didn't know it would take me so much energy. So finally, I spent like 5 years working there. And when I started being part-time, I had this entrepreneur fire that started growing inside of me. And I started many different businesses at the same time. But then finally, I came back to my plan, which is mindfulness, because I needed really to be aligned, like to feel I had good energy to share what was so close to my heart.
That's beautiful. So how do you share mindfulness online? What are your different offerings?
Yeah, so I started with a Facebook page, like really, like I just started. I was like, okay, I start. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm starting. And then I had a website, so I started creating my website. And then I started doing live videos, like, and this was really a way to connect with people. So I was sharing in my social media posts some tips about mindfulness, and I was also sharing about my personal experience with mental health issues. So I feel like I wanted to break the taboo around it because it's so like people don't talk about it, and I'm okay to share my experience. So I started like that, and then after around less than 1 year in business, my coach said to me, okay, you need to launch a program. So I was like, okay. So I built a program, I built an online program, and actually I built the program I needed when I found mindfulness, and I was searching online and there was nothing. So I was like, wow, there's nothing. Or the offering was quite bad, like we're not good looking or like not attractive. So I was like, okay, I need to make mindfulness fun, you know? So I created the Mindful Mafia, which is my online program. And then it really evolved. I would say, like, first I created the program and then I launched a book. I published a book with an editor here in Quebec. It's been a bestseller. So I had more people doing my program. And then I decided to build everything around the Mindful Mafia brand. So this is what I did mostly in this year of the incubator. And then, so I have this program, and I have also, for this year, we worked together. So I created a membership because I was always in launch mode, like always like launching 3 times a year my program. And this is really demanding. And at some point I want to quit practicing up north. So I needed some recurring revenue. So I started the membership this year. And now I launched the Mindful Mafia Masterclass, which is a course for people who want to teach mindfulness, but actually integrate mindfulness in their own work. So like not becoming a mini me, but like becoming more themselves, you know?
Yes. Beautiful. I love that. So where were you in your life and in your business when you heard about the incubator? And can you tell me kind of what was going on in your life and business at that time?
Yeah. So at that time I was really in launch mode. I would say I wasn't clear. I wanted to quit up north yet. I was feeling it. Like, I'm like, okay, I really want to pursue my mission, but still, like, I couldn't see how I could afford it financially because I contracted debt too during my med school. So I was in all these challenges. And I was also thinking, oh, I want to grow to eventually the US, like the more English market. And I wanted to connect with American entrepreneurs. So that's mostly where I was at that point when I saw your incubator pop up in my Facebook page.
Is that where it came from? You saw it on Facebook?
Yeah, it was funny. I was up north, actually. I was in the Arctic. And then I was thinking, like, oh, it would be so cool to be in a mastermind with American ladies. I don't know. And then I knew you because of your mom, Christiane Northrup. Like, I was following her. And then I saw your name. And I was like, oh, they're the same. And they look the same. And so they must be, like, kind of family. So I started looking into your things, too. And then, like, by synchronicity, I think, like, I saw the incubator. Like, I didn't do doulas before. I didn't do anything. I just, like, signed up for a call. I spoke with Licia. I loved it. I spoke with you. I loved it. And then I decided to join.
That's wonderful. So what have been for you over the last year, well, 9 months, what have been some of those most crucial aspects of transformation that have really meant a lot for you and your business this year?
Yeah, that's a great question. I would say the recurring revenue part, like building the membership is really a huge step for me. I'm still building it. So I launched it 2 months ago. I have now 280 members. So I'm really happy. And my goal is in 1 year to have 1,000 members. So when I get to that, it's like, I am in a way, like, financially free. Like, yes, I need to work for that membership, but, like, it bring me a lot of freedom. So the recurring revenue part and the membership, because it's been a long time I was thinking about launching a membership. And I had this blockage inside. I was like, oh my gosh, creating new content each month. And it was like, for me, it looked like overwhelming. Like, I couldn't see myself doing that. And also I was like, oh, at the beginning, I was thinking, oh, I'm going to launch my membership for $10 a month. Like, because I have this problem of always, like, offering too much and charging less. Because I think, like, oh, people should have access to it. And it's like for mental health. And I think also it's something that's really, like, viewed like this in the society too. Like, I have often this feedback, but then I started, like, I said it to one of my coach and he was like, $10 a month. It's like, it's ridiculous. Like, no. And then with you, you recommend me to do the course Tribe from Stu McLaren. And this was really a game changer too. So, and you recommended to me, like, the day before it was closing the launch. Like, it was really like synchronicity also. So I started the Tribe and then I launched my funding member. And then 1 month after, I launched my normal members. And so this brings a lot of peace, I would say, peace of mind. It's sure it's a lot of work to install, but I felt guided to do it.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So this is one big part. And also taking this decision also to really pursue my mission and to see that the universe support me in each decision that I take forward that, like, the universe has been supporting me, bringing me, like, more people around and bringing me new idea. That's how the masterclass came to me. Like, I built it in 2 days and I was like, okay, I'm doing that. I launched it to my audience, only to people who'd done my course. And in 1 week, it was all booked. So that was quite amazing. And I opened a new course and now I have 21 future, like, kind of mindfulness teacher, because I was also thinking, like, to touch more people with mindfulness. Like, I need to teach people that will teach it, you know, to people that are around them. So yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. And what would you say is different now, you know, 9 months later than it was when you first started the incubator? Obviously, having the membership and recurring revenue is huge. And now having your masterclass is huge. So is there anything else that has happened during this past year that you're just like, wow, that was actually an amazing aspect that I needed?
Yeah, there is so many things that happened in 1 year that's kind of crazy. So I would say to, I feel I came, like, I know I'm always learning, but I think I was having so many different courses. Like I did, like I spent, I don't know, like more than $100,000 in courses and B school. And I did them all. Like I did many conferences in the US. And one thing that's changed is that I focus more my energy on doing the things that I learn and like going more back to my intuition, like feeling more my intuition, doing things like, okay, does that feel right to me? And like going back to my intuition was really a game changer for me too. And so now I'm using it a lot. Like, it's like, oh, do I feel it? Okay, I do it. Is it fun? And this is something else too, because like, I decided really to bring my business to make it something fun. So now like one of my decision point is like, is that fun? Or how can I make it more fun? So this is one point I take. And also now my business is making as much as my medical career in a year. So that this is a big moment too, I think, in my business journey.
That's a really big deal. Now, for you as a medical doctor, you know, I have not gone through medical training, but I was raised by two people who did. And so I'm pretty familiar with the mindset and the, you know, the whole training. It's very intense. For you, how is it for you now being an entrepreneur, being in the world of mindfulness, deciding that you're not going to do things anymore unless they're fun, which is not how you're trained as a doctor, right? So can you just talk about your transition and how you've evolved since you did your medical training and you, you know, since you've healed anorexia and this amazing transformation, like what's it been like for you making that transition from a mindset standpoint?
Wow, this is a huge question. I would say it took me 7 years to respond to that question. And I would say also that this year's got me all the answers finally. Because for me, like being a doctor was my dream, my child dream, you know, like I wanted to do that since I was 5 years old. So this is what I wanted to do. And then I started to see, at the beginning, I was really passionate about what I was learning. But when I entered in an hospital and I was like, oh my gosh, like the doctors are on LT, like everybody is stressed out. The place is like, oh, it smells bad. It looks bad. It's like, it's not comfy to be there. It's like, it's unhealthy. So it really started to challenge my view of health. And also this year I noticed, like I was really challenged because in my med school, all we learn about is disease. We don't learn about health. So this is really a big thing. And I always thought like, and actually like the way trying to fit in that model where it's like we're trained as a doctor, a bit like in the army in a way, like we need to think like people want us to think. We must just like, we have the book and then we need to say, okay, we need to say exactly like the book and we don't need to think actually like, but like, okay, but when I think about it, does it make sense? Or so I started really to just to reflect actually, to be open, and I tried different things. So over my journey, I tried different things. I went to India. I tried Ayurveda. I did yoga. I did a lot of meditation, different things. And I saw there were different ways to heal. But I think I couldn't assume it. Like I was too shy, I think. And then I work in the Arctic. So there I really practice conventional medicine. Like I see all conventional medicine is really helpful for some kind of situation like emergencies, traumas, like I deal with people with like gunshot in the head that survive. Like, it's crazy there. So I see all that. I see the power of conventional medicine. But I see that most of the things that I'm there and I treat, like on a day-to-day, could have been prevent. So then it was challenging a lot of my belief and also my values. So, and mindfulness is a way to, also when you go to the doctor, many people, they go to the doctor with the intention, like, please resolve all my problems. And if possible, with only one pill. Like, But this is not like the way it works. Like, we're human, we're complex. So, and then I started to notice that a lot of the medicine is inside of us. Like, and I realized this year, I told you that, like, I think my dharma is to show people that medicine is inside of them. And this was a huge awakening for me, really hard, really scary. But in the same time, and it's funny because I was thinking, like, when I'm quitting up north, I will quit medicine. But then I noticed, no, I'm not quitting medicine. I'm just practicing a different kind of medicine and helping people going inside of them to find the answers instead of relying on something that is outside of them.
Yes. It's so good. It's so good. The medicine is inside of us. When you said that on our one group call, I mean, it just gave me full body chills, and that is it. And that is absolutely your dharma, your mission. And I love watching you live it out and supporting that. So before we wrap up here and we tell people where they can find you and your work, what would you say the most valuable aspect of being part of the incubator this past year has been for you?
The most valuable aspect I find was to be in contact with you, with Licia, with all the girls from the incubator, and also to see that I can do this, you know, like, because in Quebec, it's like a really different mentality. But me, I've been trained with the training from Mary Forleo, Gabby Bernstein. So I really put my mindset, actually. But it's been a challenge because, like, in Quebec, there is little people that have this mindset. So it was really feeling good to be with you. And it's funny because I went to an event recently, and there's a girl, she came to see me, and I didn't know her. And she said, "Oh, Sophie, I want to thank you. Like, you really, like, changed the game of the entrepreneur online for people from Quebec. All our clients wanted to, like, be like me." And, like, I found it funny because I was like, "Oh, that's so nice, you know?" Because for me, it was a challenge, but I was, like, really minded to do that because it's another standard, I find. So being in a place with ladies that have a high standard and also a mindset of abundance and serving more people, for me, it was really good. Yeah, and I've having also access to your wisdom and to, like, those little things that makes big change, like the membership. Like, it's a one thing, like, okay, take that course. I was like, okay, I take that course, and then it changed everything, you know? So yeah, I think it would be that.
That's wonderful, Sophie. I think it's so cool that you're creating a new standard for women entrepreneurs in your country. Look at you. I mean, that's amazing. And then not to mention the possibilities that you're creating for doctors and for people who really truly want to be healers and truly want to be healed. So thank you for listening to your mission and your calling and living it out. So where can people come and connect with you and find more information about the work you do?
Yeah, so they can find me on Instagram, on Facebook with Sophie Maffolini. So I'm the only one in the world. So if you Google that, you'll find it. And also my website, sophiemaffolini.com, and the Mindful Mafia, which I see is going to be like a international brand. Like, it's for me, it's like an international organization for inner peace. So it will come soon in English. For now, it's in French and soon in Portuguese.
Beautiful. But your website is bilingual and they can read it in English.
Exactly. Yeah.
Beautiful. Well, it's been such a pleasure to be with you during the incubator. I'm so excited that we still have time left. And so thank you for being part of it. Thank you for adding your wisdom and your light to the group, because it's been incredible to also learn from you. So thank you for being here and thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Kate.
Bye.
If you are looking to play a bigger game in 2020, if you have big dreams and visions for your business, but you don't want to burn out in the process of doing them, and you want to embrace the do less paradigm as you grow your revenue, as you grow your impact, as you grow your audience, as you grow your ability to make change and help people, then perhaps the Origin Incubator or the Origin Mastermind are for you. We're currently taking applications applications for these two high-level, high-touch programs with intimate, small groups. And we are taking applications on a first-come, first-served basis. So if you are ready to grow your business this year and you have a well-established business already and you want to take it to the next level with my support and the support of our team and the support of the other members of the programs, then head over to katenorthrup.com/mastermind to put in your application.